This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting to discuss North Korea's latest nuclear test. The 15-member council is expected to issue an immediate condemnation and start discussion on further sanctions. Before the meeting started, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the nuclear test.
This unacceptable act endangers peace and security in the region is another vivid reminder of the urgent need to strengthen the global nuclear test ban regime.
Pyongyang carried out its fifth nuclear test on Friday, triggering a blast that seismic monitors indicated was its largest such detonation yet. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned North Korea's test, calling it a grave threat to regional security and to international peace and stability. Russia's top diplomat said Friday he was considering calling it a day on talks with the United States to forge a ceasefire in Syria. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters in Geneva that his side was thinking of ending talks and meeting again next week. Lavrov blamed Washington for the impasse, saying that it takes 5 hours for our friends to check on any agreement. The talks are designed to hash out an end to more than 5 years of warfare between Syria's Russian-backed government and U.S.-supported rebels. A senior administration official told the Associated Press the U.S. was locked in internal discussions. Russia wants to see President Bashar al-Assad of Syria stay in power. The U.S. and its allies have said he must go as part of any agreement. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress held an observance on the steps of the Capitol Friday to mark the 15th anniversary of the terror attacks on the United States. Speaker Paul Ryan said that the anniversary is a time for serious reflection.
We are not here to relive that tragedy. We are here to remember it and to honor its memory. None of us would ever choose to go through that day again, but all of us must choose what it is we take away from it.
Nearly 3,000 people died when terrorists hijacked airliners and crashed them into the former World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. More observances are planned for the actual anniversary on Sunday. In a related story, the House of Representatives has passed legislation that would allow families of the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks to sue Saudi Arabia's government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The majority of the airline hijackers were Saudi nationals, but Riyadh has denied any involvement in the attacks. Ted Poe is a Republican representative from Texas.
The legislation gives the victims' families access to the courts, to the rule of law. And we as a people should be more concerned about these victims of terror than we are about diplomatic niceties with other countries.
The bill has cleared the U.S. Senate, but President Obama has promised to veto the legislation out of concern it could weaken U.S. ties with Saudi Arabia. The World Health Organization has stepped up its warning for Southeast Asia to guard against the threat posed by the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The warning comes amid mounting concerns in the region of the impact to local populations. WHO Regional Emergencies Director for Southeast Asia, Rodrigo Ofrin, said that countries need to adopt effective surveillance and reporting systems to closely monitor the spread of the disease. South America has borne the brunt of the virus's severe impact, especially in Brazil, where hundreds of cases of the birth defect microcephaly have been confirmed since the outbreak in 2015. A report in the Lancet Infectious Diseases Journal warned that at least 2.6 billion people, over one-third of the global population living in Africa, Asia, and the Pacific, were vulnerable to the Zika virus. Stock prices plunged around 2% on Wall Street Friday after comments from a Federal Reserve Bank president that the central bank might raise interest rates this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all lower. European markets finished trading down. Asian markets were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.